Britain's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Health expert believes more measures are needed to eradicate tuberculosis in the next 10 years. The UKZN's Professor Kogi Naidu says it's unlikely the country will be able to meet its 2035 targets under the current rate of diagnosis and treatment. South Africa is among 30 countries that account for 87% of the global TB burden. Naidu was speaking during a panel discussion on World TB Day yesterday.
We certainly require more sensitive diagnostics that could be self-administered. We require diagnostics that are able to pick up TB even in somebody who is not coughing and has no symptoms. We need better strategies for TB prevention.
Last week, the health department set a target to test 5 million people for the disease as part of its campaign to end TB-related deaths in the country. Naidu says vaccines remain a critical component in the fight against infection. She says scientists are currently screening potential vaccine candidates in a process that's expected to be completed by 2027.
That's a vaccine to prevent the progression of TB disease from latent TB infection in people living with HIV. The trials are funded by the Gates Foundation and the Wellcome Trust, and is evaluating vaccine efficacy in 20,000 individuals in 6 sub-Saharan African countries. South Africa has contributed 16,000 of those participants. If that is effective, that is going to be a game changer to prevent TB disease in people living with HIV.
Sibamandla Khumalo is due to be sentenced today for the murder of his ex-girlfriend at an Umhlanga taxi rank. The Durban High Court yesterday found the 34-year-old guilty of the attack near the Gateway Mall last year. Nomfundo Msibi, who was the mother of his 5-year-old son, was stabbed multiple times. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
Shortly after the verdict was handed down, both the prosecution and defense presented the arguments in aggravation and mitigation of sentence. Khumalo's lawyer, Pumulele Danisa, asked the court to deviate from the minimum sentence, suggesting that a 25-year sentence should be considered. After Khumalo took the stand to apologize to Msibi's family, Danisa said the court should take into consideration his remorse. He added that his client, who is a breadwinner for Msibi's 2 children, acted out of emotion. However, State Prosecutor Christian Schaas dismissed Khumalo's apology as insincere, suggesting that the CCTV footage portrayed the convict as cold-hearted and callous. He's urged the court to impose the minimum sentence. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And more than 1,000 demonstrators have been arrested as pro-democracy protests continue in Turkey. They were triggered by the arrest of the mayor of Istanbul, who is considered one of the president's fiercest rivals. Akrem İmamoğlu has denied allegations of corruption and claims his arrest is a betrayal. There have been several nights of rallies. Sky News reporter Alex Crawford was among those pepper-sprayed and fired upon with rubber bullets in the crowds.
The police are making a definite move to push everyone out of the way and firing pepper-spray. They've said all along that they're not going to put up with civil disorder.
A recap of our lead story, a health expert believes more measures are needed to eradicate tuberculosis in the next 10 years. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. For now, I'm Natara Nadis.